Karagosai. Today's daf is Brochos daf Nun Aleph. We're at the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. We're at the two dots, about five lines up. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shachach v'yichnis ochlin l'toch piv blo bracha. What happens if you eat and you forget to say a bracha? So the Gemara says, Mesalkin l'tzad echad umavarech. You can kind of slide it over to one side of your mouth and then make a bracha. The Gemara says, Tanya chada bolon. One Tana said, one Brisa said that you should swallow it, and Vatani idach polton. And another Brisa said that you should spit it out. So Vatani idach mesalkan. And the third Brisa said, which we just quoted right now, that you should slide it over to one side of your mouth. So what do you do with it? So lokasha. So there's no steer between the Brisas. How the Tanya bolon? The Brisa that says you should swallow it, that's b'mashkin. That's with liquid, because there's really nothing you can do. Right? Rashi says, "Eif shar the salkan la'echad milukmov." It's really impossible to really slide over a liquid to the side of your mouth and make a bracha, and not to, you know, to make a lousy bracha. V'ad tanya polton, that way you should spit out. That's b'midi d'lo m'mayis. That's something that will not become disgusting. So if you stick something into your mouth that's not disgusting, that won't get gross, right? Let's say, I don't know, you bit off a piece of a carrot and you didn't chew it yet. If you spit it out, it won't be that gross, right? You can eat it again. So then you should spit it out, say a bracha, and put it back in your mouth. V'ad tanya mesalkan, that which we said, you should move to the side of your mouth, to the side of your cheek. D'midi d'mayis, that's something that will be disgusting. I don't know, a piece of bread or whatever. And you should move over to the side of your mouth and make a bracha, and then eat the food that you put in. P'midi d'lo mayis, nami l'slikinu l'tzad echad. So the Gemara says, what? So wait a second. With the carrot that we said you should spit out, yeah? That's not disgusting, right? So why shouldn't you just kind of slide it over to the side of your mouth, just like you do for the bread? V'livarech, and you could say the bracha. So the Targumar Rav Yitzchak Keska, so Rav Yitzchak Keska explained, Kamei de Rabbi Yossi bar Avi, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Shinamar, Yimalei pi tilasecha. Well, your mouth should be full with her praises, meaning you should have an empty mouth, right? The only thing in your mouth should be the bracha that you're making, if at all possible. Okay. Ba'omi name Rav Chista. They asked Rav Chista, Misha achal v'shasav lo b'yirech. Ma'o she'achsor v'yivarech. If someone ate and drank and did not eat, should he go back and make a bracha before he eats more? Right, that's what Rashi explains. The case is the guy's going to eat some more. So what should he go make a bracha before he continues eating? Amar lehu, he said, or did he miss it? Meaning, or did he miss the opportunity completely? Amar lehu, he said back to that, Misha achal shum v'recho nodev. Someone who ate garlic and his breath stinks. Yachso v'yochal shum. Should he go back and eat some garlic? Ach kadesh yehei recho nodev. So that his breath will stink again. Meaning, if you messed up once, don't mess up twice. Rather, just say a bracha and continue eating. Right? Don't compound the situation by eating more food without a bracha. Right? So therefore, make a bracha and go vayter with your food. Amravina hilchach. Therefore, if you gamar sudaso, even if a person finished his suda, yeah, and he should go back and he should make a bracha. And right again, Rashi explains he's going to eat a little bit more. The Tanya, like we learned in a brisa, Taval v'Ola, if a person, now this is a bit of a random example, the Gemara is going to call that out actually, but meaning you see that there's an inyan of making a bracha afterwards. Taval v'Ola, if a person did tefillah, right, he had to go to the mikvah, and then he came out, and he didn't make a bracha beforehand, Omer Bali also, we should make a bracha. When it comes out, bracha shekichan v'tzivan v'ola tefillah. You see that there's a concept of making a bracha afterwards, because just like a person goes to the mikvah and comes out and makes a bracha then, so too, if you're done eating and you didn't make a bracha, Ravina says you should make a bracha afterwards. Zikamar says, wait a second, Velohi, and it's not really a good comparison that Ravina said, because Hasa meikara gavra lochazi, because over there by the case of the mikvah, he was lo chazi, he was not able, he was not fit to be making a bracha. Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas as to what this means. Rashi writes that it's a situation of Balkari, and really Balkari is not allowed to make a brachos. Tosfos says that's ridiculous, that's not what it is at all. Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah, but he's allowed to make brachos, so he's talking, he thinks that lo chazi means that he was a guy, right? And therefore the tefillah, you can't say a bracha before the tefillah if you're converting, because you're a guy. Right, and right, he's becoming a Jew. So when the first moment he's a Jew is when he comes out of the mikvah. So that's when he says the bracha. So that's the comparison. Because over there, you know, it's not even shaykh for him to make the bracha beforehand. And that's the Gemara says. Hacha meikara gavra chazi v'hoel v'idchi idchi. No, by food, right, he could have made the bracha, But once you missed it, once it was pushed off, it was pushed off. So the two cases are not comparable. But you still have the machlokas and the Gemara beforehand. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, our rabbis taught us that aspargus is this drink that people used to take. Complicated drink with a bunch of things, and it was alcoholic. So it says, Yafei lalev, v'tov le'inayim, with kol shekein l'pnei me'ayim. It's good for your heart, good for your eyes, and certainly good for your stomach. Faragil bo yafe lechol gufo, and someone who's used to drinking this, so it'll be good for his entire body. Va'mishtakim imenu, but someone who gets drunk on this, so then kasha lechol gufo, that will mess up your entire body. Skor says me, the katani yafe lalev, from the fact that, you know, you taught me that it's good for the heart, mikhlal de bechamra skin, and apparently you're telling me that this drink is made with wine. The katani, we learned in a brisa, the kol shekein l'pnei me'ayim, that it's good for your stomach. Ve'atanya, but the problem is that we learned in a brisa, lalat yofe l'ramat koshe. What is that? So the abbreviation Rashi explains that yayin is good lalat for lev, ayim, and tchol. Tchol is a spleen. So wine is good for your heart, your eyes, and your spleen. But it's tough for your amat, Rashi writes, that is rosh, me'ayim, and tachtonios. And that's, but it's tough for your head, and your stomach, and your bowels, and your intestines. So you're telling me that this drink is good for your stomach, but I thought wine is not good for your stomach. So Gemara says, kitanya yibi miyushan. No. That, when he's telling me it's good for your stomach, that's for old wine. Right? Rashi writes, older than 3 years. Kid, it's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Konam yayin shani toim. If a person makes a konam, or makes a vow, takes a shvua that he's not going to drink any wine, shayayin kashla v'nimayim. Why is he making this shvua? Because wine is bad for his stomach, right? He has stomach issues. He swears off wine. And then amrulo v'alo miyushan yafeu l'v'nimayim. And someone says to him, wait a second, but old wine is good for your stomach. And then v'shasak, and then he doesn't say anything. So we assume that aser b'chadash mutter b'miyushan. Then it's aser for him to drink good wine, but it's mutter for him to drink bad wine, because the whole reason for his shvua was that he didn't want to mess up his stomach. So only something that is going to mess up his stomach is going to be aser to him. So that's why we know. We see that here from here that old wine is actually good for the stomach, and therefore it's no steer between the prices if you're telling me that this aspargus is good for the stomach because it can be made with 3-plus-year-old wine. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a brisa. Shisha devarim nemru b'asparagus. We said 6 things about this drink. Ein shosin oso elek shu chai. You only drink it when it's chai, when it's raw, when it's live, when it's made with what's it, undiluted wine, right? Rashi writes the ayin chayev she'eno mozuk, undiluted wine. Umale, and the drink should be, the cup should be full. Mekablu b'yamin, you should accept it with your right hand. V'shoseu b'smol, you should drink it with your left hand. Ein masichan acharav, you don't speak after it. You shouldn't say anything after it. Ve'en mafsikin bo, and you don't stop. You should drink the whole cup all at once. Ve'en machzuru so'el l'mishanos nalo, and you should only give it back to the person who gave them to you. Ve'rok acharav, and you should spit after you drink it a little bit. Ve'en somchono so'el bimino, and you should only, what's it called? You should only eat right away of its min. Of bimino, meaning you don't support it, i.e. you don't eat food right afterwards, Rashi writes, unless you're eating something from its min, and i.e. you should eat grapes afterwards. 1 second. Yikes. Okay. Ay, v'atanya, Rashi, the Gemara says, didn't we learn, ain't some chonos ra'el v'pas, shouldn't, the thing you should be eating after this asparagus is bread. The Gemara says, lokasha, habadachamra, habadashechar. No, asparagus made from wine, so that you should drink, eat grapes. But asparagus made from beer, so then you should eat bread. Tani chad al lat yafa l'ramat kasha. One brisa says that this asparagus is good for your lat, for your leving, naim, and tchol. And it's tough on your ramat, on your, what's the other one? Rosh me'ayim and tachtanios, for your head, for your stomach, and your what's it called? Digestive system. With any idach, and the other brisa taught me the opposite. The ramat yafev alat kasha. So what's the deal? What is this asparagus good for? So when it says lokasha, there's no stira havet dechamra havet deshichra. No, that's wine is good for the ramat and bad for good for the lat and bad for the ramat and the shichra. This beer based Asparagus is good for the ramat and bad for the lot. Okay. Tani chayla, rak achrav loka. One brisa says that afterwards you could be loka, meaning you'll, rok achrav loka, that if you spit afterwards you'll end up with some sort of illness, you have some sort of damage. Tani idach lo rak achrav loka. And the other one says, no, if you don't spit afterwards, then you will be injured or damaged by this drink. And again, lo kasha ha b'dechamra ha b'deshechra. That depends on what it's made from. Amravashi hashta damris lo rok achrav loka. After you told me that you have to spit after drinking this thing, miyomav nizrakin afilu b'fnei melech, you can even spit in front of a king because it's not an Indian of, it's an Indian of safety, it's an Indian of your health, and you can even spit in front of, if you're sitting in front of a king. Okay. Amrav Yishmael ben Elisha shloshet dvarim sachli suri al sar panim. Rabbi Yishmael apparently was schmoozing with malachim. And Suriel, the officer, right now we have elections coming up. Sara Pnim, yeah? Not exactly. This is the angel that's Sara Pnim upstairs. So he told me, i.e. Rabbi Shmuel, three things. Al titol chalukcha b'shachris miyad ha-shamish. Don't take your clothing in the morning from your servant, i.e., but get dressed, rather get dressed yourself. Sorry, v'tilbash, and get dressed. Get dressed yourself, meaning. V'al titol yodecha mimi shalom natal yodav. And don't rinse. Don't wash your hands from someone who has not yet washed his hands. Meaning, if someone is pouring water on your hands, right? You have an issue of droplets of tumah and whatever. It doesn't necessarily work out so well. V'al tachzir kos asparagus el lemisha nasnu lecha v'pnei techaspis. Right? And make sure that. One second. We'll get to that in a second. Don't give back the kos of asparagus to anyone, but give it back to the person who gave it to you. Because one of these two types of demons, or these malachei chavala, these damaging angels, either techaspis or astalganis, whichever group of angels it is, so mitzapen lo adam, they look at a person v'omrim, and they say emasa yavo adam liyadi. Right. When is this person going to come into my hands? Meaning these demons are kind of sitting there waiting and trying to figure out when they can attack people. So apparently any one of these three things will avail a person and open up a person to injury via these malachim. Right. And again, Rashi explained that Rabbi Shmuel, Al Larakia, Al Yidei Shem, Bebraisa, the Maisim Merkava. So he was learning in the Maisim Merkava, say the Shem Hashem, went up to Shemayim, so he heard these things. From Suriel Sarapin. The angels will say, okay, fine. That's the demons or the angels are looking to trap these people. Alright. Malachal Mavis apparently shmuz with Rabbi Shuvan Levi and told him similar things. Al tito chaluk chashachas miyad shamish v'tilbash. Don't get dressed for someone else. Might get dressed yourself. Al tito yodecha mimish lo natal yodav. Al tamud lefnei anashim b'shach. And the third one is different. However, right, the second one again is don't wash your hands from someone else who has not yet washed his hands. The third one is al tamud lefnei anashim b'shach shachuzeres min ames. Don't stand in front of women at the time when they come back from a burial. Because I'm dancing, and I'm coming before them. My hand is in my sword is in my hand. And I have permission to mess people up. Perhaps that's the source in the minhag where if you've ever been to Rachman al Islam lo aleinu to al levaya, there's something called a shura that people come and say amakir menachem eschem to the people who are the krovim, but the women don't go through the shura. When they're coming back from the burial, so the women don't walk down the shura, it's only for men. So I'm not sure, but I'm just thinking out loud, but maybe that's the mucker for that. I know there's a mucker for women not to go to the burial at all. Certainly in Yerushalayim there's a minig for women not to do the actual burial itself, but I don't think that's because of this. But anyway, okay, interesting. Vaiter. If you did get damaged or you did mess up with one of these things, what should you do? Meaning, if you, this specifically, I think, is talking about the women, right? If you are kind of standing in front of the women when they come back from the kvura, what do you do? Linshof midukte arba amos, you should jump away 4 amos. Iika naro liavre, and if there's a river, you should cross it. Iika darka achrina lizoba, if there's some other path, you should take another road. Viika Guda Liku Achora. And if there's a Guda, I forget what that is. Rashi writes a kota, a wall. Okay, so if there's a wall, you should kind of like hide behind it. Vilo, and if you got nothing else, lihader ape. You should turn your face, velema, you should say, Vayom Hashem el Sotan yigar Hashem becha, etc., etc., ad chalfi mine. You should say that's psukim that Hashem, you know, said should fight against the Sotan, say, get out of here, Sotan, until you're able to kind of, I pass by. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Avov, Amri Lubba Masnisa, Bema Masnisa Tana. Either Rabbi Zera said it in the name of Rabbi Avov, or we learned it in the Mishnah. Asara Dvar Nemru Bekos Shel Bracha. There are 10 things that they say about a kos shel bracha, Rashi writes, for Birkas HaMazon. Tona Dacha, you have to wash it. Shtifa, and washing. You'll see that's one's outside and one's inside. Chai, it needs to be not diluted. Umale, the cup has to be full. Itur has to be crowned. Ituf has to be covered. We'll see, we'll explain what these things are. Notlo b'shtei yadav, you should take it with two hands. V'nos no b'yamin, but you should put it in your right hand. U'magbiu min akarka tafach, you should lift it off the ground or the table. What's it called? Rashi says, or the table, you should lift it up at least a tafach. V'nosin einav bo, you should look at it when you make the brachos. V'yei shomrim, and some people say, af mishagro b'matana, af mishagro b'matana, the anshe beso. You should even give some of it as a gift to the people of your house. And Rashi writes, le'ishto, that you should really give some of the kosher bracha because of mazon to your wife. We know we're familiar with the minhag is to give kiddush, right? To yotzei kiddush, etc., etc. Certainly the husband gives to his wife, but not necessarily, I don't see it so often, that the Baal HaBos gives his wife to drink from the Kos Shel Bracha. You'll see on Amud Beis that was actually a story that might be chashav to do that. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Anu ein lanu ela arba. We only have four of these. Bilvad. We only have four of these. Inyanim, hadacha, shtifa, chai, umole. Those four. Washing and rinsing has to be chai without being diluted. Umole and the kos has to be full. Tana. We learned in a brisa. Now we're going to define these. What are these things? Hadacha, what's washing? That's mibifnin, that's from the inside. Shtifa, washing, is mibachutz, is from the outside. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, call mevarech al kos male. Anybody makes a bracha on a full cup, that's why people are machbit to fill it up all the way to the top. Nosnin lo nachla b'li mitzarin. A person gets an inheritance without boundaries. Shinamor, male berkaz Hashem, yam v'darom yirasha. Right, you're filled with the blessing of Hashem. West and south is your inheritance, meaning all over the world is your inheritance. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Omer Zocha V'Nochal Shnei Olamim. He's Zocha and he inherits two worlds, Olam Hazeh V'Olam Haba. Okay. Itur, what is that? Rabbi Yehuda Ma'atreyu B'Talmidim. It's good to be surrounded and crowned with Talmidim. You should have your Talmidim around you when you make a bracha. Rav Chisda Ma'atrele B'Natli. And Rav Chisda said, no, you should surround it with cups, meaning it's Mechovedik to have the Kos Shel Bracha surrounded with other cups. Other people should have cups at the table, right? That's certainly a minhag nowadays, that everybody gets their own cup, gets a little bit of wine. So you should be surrounded with cups of wine. That's a kiyum. Am Rav Chanan, uvechai. It should be undiluted. Am Rav Sheshes, uvebikas ha'aretz. And Rashi writes, k'shemagiyah lebikas ha'aretz, mosif aleh. And you should, when you come to Birkas Arts, you should add a little bit to this, what's it called, to this, to the cup. There's some people, I've seen that, very few households, but I've seen somebody who dilutes the wine after the first bracha. So it's also, so he starts the wine with, the kiddush with chai, undiluted wine, and then he pours in like a little water to... After Birkas Haaretz. It was interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure how many people are knowing to do this, but anyway. Ituf, what's Ituf? Rapapa Ma'atev Yosef. Right, he would wrap himself in his talis and sit, meaning he would cover himself. Ravasi Parasudra al Reshe, Ravasi would put a handkerchief on his head, and this perhaps is the source of the minhag for people to wear a hat when they bench. Okay. Notlo b'shtayodav, you should take it with two hands. I'm Rav Chinen, I'm Rav Papa, my crow, what's the pasuk? So yudeichem kodesh, yubarchu as Hashem. When you bless Hashem, yudeichem, use your hands, both of them. V'nos nu l'yamin, you put in your right hand. I'm Rav Yechama bar Abba, I'm Yochanan, Rishonim shalu small ma'u shetistayah l'yamin. So the original Talmidim, the people from back in the day, they asked, what about the left hand? Can you help the right hand? Right, the right hand, you're holding the kos in your right hand. Your right hand gets tired. So are you allowed to use your left hand to support it? Rav Ashi hold Rishonim Ipoyeluhu. So Rav Ashi said, since the first people, the people back in the day, the earlier generations, Ipoyeluhu had this question, and apparently Lo Ifshiluhu, and they didn't answer it. So Ana Navid Lechumra. So we should go Lechumra, i.e., you should not help your right hand with your left hand, but you should try and hold the cup the entire time with your right hand. Umagbiom in a karka tafach. You should lift it off the ground, at least the tafach, or the table. Amar Rabbi Yachab Rabbi Chanina, my crow. What's the pasuk? It's kos Yeshuos Esa v'shem Hashem Akra. Right. Well, lift up a kos Yeshuos Esa, as you will carry it. So you'll lift it up a little bit. Okay. V'nosin inav bo. You should look at it. Kehichidul nisach taite mine, so that you don't lose concentration. You should focus on it. So make sure you keep your kavana. You should give a gift to your wife. You send a little bit of the kosher bracha to your wife, so that your wife will get blessed through drinking this kosher bracha. Story time. Ula iklo lebe Rav Nachman. Ula went to Rav Nachman's house and karach rifta. They had some bread. Baruch birkas mezona, and they benched. Yoiv lakasa de birchasa, and they brought him a kosher bracha. The Rav Nachman. They brought him a kosher bracha. Amar Rav Nachman, the shadir mar kasa de birkasa le Yalta. Maybe you should send some of this kosher bracha to Yalta. Yalta was Rav Nachman's wife. So Malay, so he said to him, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Ula said to him, "They should give. Maybe should we give some to your wife?" So Rav Nachman said back to him, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain pri bitno shel isha misbarach elami pri bitno shel ish." Right, the stomach. Ish toki gufo. Right, she doesn't need the drink. She'll get the bracha if I drink it just as well. Shenamar ubeirach pri bitnecha, and they will bless. You will get a bracha from pri bitnecha, not pri bitnalo nemar, ela pri bitnecha. Right, there will be a bracha coming from the stomach of the man as well. Meaning that the wife will get the bracha anyway. We also learned the brayser. Rabbi Nosson Omer, minayin she'in pri bitna shalish, and misbarach elam pri bitna shalish. How do you know that the bracha comes to a woman from the man? Shemar v'boreach pri bitna lo nemar ella pri bitnecha. Anyway, the story continues that adahachi shama yalta, Yalta heard about this give and take. Kama bazira, and she got up in anger. Ve'alta v'levei chamra, and she went to the wine cellar. Ve'tevra dalad mea dani dechamra, and she broke 400 barrels of wine. Amalei Rav Nachman nishadar le'mar kasa achrina. Maybe Rav Nachman said, maybe we should send her a cup of wine. I think he got the point. Shalach lo, and he sent to her kol hai nagva dibrikasa hi. All of this is still the kosher, is just as good as the kosher bracha. So shalchalei, so she sent back to him, madri mili mistatute kalmi, that she made fun of him, like, you're just talking about, you're saying shtuyot, as the kids say. Right, madri mili, right, Rashi writes, mechziri b'ayaros, yarbu tami devarim. Rashi writes, mistargi kalmi, umisachki godim bluyim. Right, you're walking around, you should have some lice in your clothing, your people going around telling stories. Basically, she told them to be quiet. And she was not appeased, apparently. Amar Be'asi, Rav Asi says, "Ein masichin al kos shel bracha." We don't, once Rashi writes, "Misha achsu ad sheyivarech," we don't talk if you're holding or you have a kos shel bracha. Amar Rav Asi, "Ein mebrachan al kos shel peronos." And he also don't make a bracha on a kos of troubles. My kos shel peronos, what is that? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, "Kos sheni," a second cup. Rashi writes, "There's an Indian of zugos." If Gemara says that if a person believes in this, I guess, mystical, not really Kabbalistic, but the Gemara talks about in certain places that there's a problem of zugos, of pairs. Sometimes people won't cook two eggs together, so you should make a bracha on if you're having two cups. That's considered if you believe in it. So that's considered as if it's an ayin hara or something bad or whatever it is. So you shouldn't make a bracha on that. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned a braisa. Hashozik Yiflaim Le'ivarech, if a person drinks two cups, right, drinks cups in pairs, two, four, six, whatever, Le'ivarech Shem make a bracha, Mishum Shenamar, Hachom Le'kraschai Lokecha Yisrael, Vailom Mutaken. Right, prepare yourself before Akash Baruch Hu, and this person is not prepared, he's not, he doesn't know what the deal is, he doesn't know what's flying, because he's endangering himself with these two cups. Alright, Amar Rabbi Yavo, V'amri lo b'masnisa tano, Rabbi Avahu said, or with the Mishnah, ha'ochel u'mahalech, someone who's walking and he's eating, or I guess he's eating and he's walking, mevarech mu'umad, he should make a bracha standing. U'kshu ochel mu'umad, and if he's eating standing, mevarech mi'yushav, he should make a bracha sitting. U'kshu mesav, but if he's leaning, and if he's leaning and eating, then Yoshev Umuvarach, he should sit and make a bracha. And really the bracha, again, the whole inyan of Ravuna is he's telling us that you should really take, Rabbi Avahu is telling us you should take it down a notch. Well, whatever you're doing, you should do something a little bit less so you have more kavana in your, with your benching. But the halacha is that you should sit and make the bracha. Hadron lach shosh sha'achlu. Very exciting. We finished the seventh parak. On to the eighth. Okay, we'll just do the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Gemara is a collection of all the Mishnahs in the parak. The parak is only, I think, three or four blot. But it's basically a collection of all the Mishnahs in the parak. And it's a machlokas. It's basically machlokas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that have to do with Suda. And that's how the Mishnah starts. Elu dvarim shenbein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'suda. Right, there are eight, I believe, machloksim between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that have to do with eating and a suda. We'll run them down, but then the Gemara goes through each one, so we're not going to explain each one here. We'll just go through them. Okay. Beis Shammai omrim mevarach alayom ve'achakach mevarach alayayin. The order of Kiddush is bless the day and then bless the wine. Obviously, we do the opposite. We say hagafen and then we bless the day. And that's what Beis Hillel says. Beis Hillel omrim mevarach alayayin ve'achakach mevarach alayom. Okay. Beis Shammai omrim notel niyadayim ve'achakach mozen in hasakos. Beis Shammai says first you wash and then you pour the cup of wine. Rashi explains wine that comes before the suda. That would certainly apply to Kiddush. Beis Hillel omrim no. Mozen in hasakos ve'achakach notel niyadayim. Right? You pour the cup first and then you go wash your hands. That's an Indian of Tumah and Tara, and we'll talk about that. Beis Shammai omrim mekaneach yadav b'mapa u'menicha al ha'shulchan. You can wash your hands. You can wipe your hands with a table with a napkin and put it on the table. And Beis Hillel omrim al ha'kesis. No, you should put it on the pillow or the nice chair or whatever the cushion that's the word I'm looking for. The cushion that you are sitting on. Again, that's an Indian of whether the liquid could spill onto food and make it disgusting or whatever. Not sure if that's also Tumah Tara issues. Okay, fine. We'll see in the Gemara. Beis Shammai omrim. Beis Shammai says mechabdin esabayis ve'achakach notzlin le'yadayim. You should sweep the floor and then you should wash your hands. Also, again, because of the pirurim that you may get water onto the food, onto the crumbs, and then that would mess up the crumbs, and perhaps there are people who can eat the crumbs. Beis Hillel omrim notzlin le'yadayim ve'achakach mechabdin esabayis. No, you can wash your hands and then sweep the floor. There's no Indian. We're not worried about you messing up any of the food on the floor. Beis Shammai omrim ner umazon b'samim ve'avdala. The proper order is ner mazon b'samim avdala. Right? We're going to talk about perhaps Yach Nahaz. It's not here, but right in the Gemara Pesachim. But okay, we have the Machokas as well. Beis Hillel omrim ner b'samim mazon ve'avdala. That's the proper order for havdala. If you're eating as well. If you're benching as well, that's yes. Alright, I don't see it in Rashi right here. Fine, Seder. Okay, well, it'll come up in the Gemara. Beis Shammai omrim shabara ma'or ha'ish. The nusach of the bracha on fire is ma'or ha'ish. Beis Hillel omrim bori ma'or ha'ish. Right, that's obviously what we say. We don't make a bracha on an Ovid Avodah Zarah's candle or his besamim, right, certainly because it may have been used for Avodah Zarah. Again, Rashi explains we're going to talk about this in the Gemara. So Akum is a goy, but Avodah Zarah is the actual Avodah Zarah, right? If that was ever used for Avodah Zarah. And you don't make a bracha this until you benefit from its light. That's the minute to kind of look at your fingernails. Okay, fine. If someone ate and forgot, did not make a bracha, did not say Birkas Hamazon, so what do you do? You have to go back to where you ate. Beis Hillel says you can make the Birkas Hamazon where you remember. How far? How long do you have? Ad Masai Mavarich, how long do you have to until you can bench? Ad Kadeshi is Akal Hamazon Shevimeyev, until the food digests in your stomach. I think the post can say that's about 72 minutes. Okay. Balahem Yayin Achar Mazon, let's say wine came after the meal was over. Ach im Ein Sham Ela Oso Akos, if you only have that cup, yeah, and you have to bench on it, and you want to drink it as well. So Beishamir Omer Mivarach Al Yayin, Rachakach Mivarach Al Mazon, there is no requirement to bench Al Hakos, right? You can make a brach on that wine, drink it, and then do Birkas Mazon later. Beisil Omer, Beisil says, no, Mivarach Al Mazon, Rachakach Mivarach Al Yayin, you should use that cup for Birkas Hamazon. Again, the Gemara is going to go through this. V'onim Amen Achar Yisrael Hamivarech. You can say an Amen after a Jew makes a bracha. V'ein onin Amen Achar Kuti Hamivarech. But you can't make a bracha after a Kuti makes a bracha. Sorry, you can't say Amen after a Kuti makes a bracha. Again, a Kuti, someone who is Suffolk in his conversion, a whole nation, they weren't sure if they're actually Jews, right? We assume that they do not have the status of Jews. So until they make a bracha, Aji Yishma, call a bracha kula. Until you hear the entire bracha, only after that are you allowed to say Amen, because it could be that you're saying Amen to something that is api courses. Okay. Shkoyach Rabosai, we'll go weiter in Shas tomorrow.